SBS Radio.
Riċerka ġdida turi li jitnaqqis fl-imwiet minn inċidenti ta' traffiku mhux qiegħed jintlaħaq kif huwa mistenni. Kif naraw f'dan ir-rapport, din l-informazzjoni qiegħda tqanqal bosta reazzjonijiet dwar min huwa responsabbli ta' dan u għaliex. Fi żmien modern, it-tnaqqis fl-imwiet fit-toroq Awstraljani huwa wieħed mill-iktar punti viżibbli fejn titħol il-policy pubblika tal-pajjiż u suġġett li ħoloq kampanji numerużi.
If you've been awake for 17 hours or more, the effect on your driving is similar to having a blood alcohol content of 0.05. So remember to get a good night's sleep before your next drive, and don't trust your tired self.
Fi sforzi biex ikunu salvati il-ħajjiet is-sewwieqa u dawk li jużaw it-toroq huma il-mira ta' bosta messaġġi u kampanji.
So if you drink and drive, speed, don't wear a seatbelt, or hold your phone while driving, you can stop it or cop it.
Operation Reset hija l-aħħar inizjattiva li ħarġet fl-istat ta' Victoria dwar is-sigurtà fit-toroq. Bil-pulizija għaddejjin b'ħidma ta' 4 sħaħ b'konċentrazzjoni fuq ksur tal-liġijiet ta' traffiku fil-parti xlokkajra tal-istat. Tony Silva huwa l-aġent kmandant tal-Pulizija ta' Victoria u jgħid li l-informazzjoni li ħarġet minn din iż-żona fl-istat hija li s'issa is-sena 2016 xejn mija waħda pożittiva.
Reset is an operation designed as we are halfway through the year to reset the driver's behaviour going into the second half of the year. Already this year in the southeast, we've seen a 19.3% increase in serious injuries. That is 376 lives that may be changed forever.
Din hija s-sitwazzjoni riflessa wkoll madwar il-bqija tal-pajjiż. Fil-fatt 635 persuna mietu madwar it-toroq Awstraljan fl-ewwel nofs ta' din is-sena. Dan huwa 14% ogħla mis-sena l-oħra. L-istati kollha minn barra it-Tasmania rrekordjaw figuri fatali li huma ogħla minn dawk mistennija. Meta wieħed jikkonsidra perspettiva għal tul ta' żmien f'dan il-qasam, il-miri sempliċement mhumiex jintlaħqu. Fis-sena 2011 il-gvernijiet tal-istati, it-territorji u l-gvern federali iffirmaw l-istrateġija nazzjonali għas-sigurtà fit-toroq. Il-għan ta' din l-istrateġija kien li jonqsu l-fatalitajiet u l-midrubin fit-toroq bi 30% sas-sena 2020. Intant l-uniku stat jew territorju li jinsab fi-stat li jista' jilħaq dan il-għan huwa it-territorju kapitali Awstraljan, waqt li l-ħames stati l-oħra tal-pajjiż fallew f'dan is-sens. Fil-fatt dan anqal kritika ħarxa min-naħa tal-korp prinċipali Awstraljan, l-Assoċjazzjoni Awtomobilistika Awstraljana. L-Assoċjazzjoni titfa' t-tort ta' din il-problema fuq in-nuqqas ta' azzjoni min-naħa tal-Gvern. F'żewġ rapporti ġodda tal-Assoċjazzjoni hija tgħid li se jkun kważi impossibbli li l-għan għas-sena 2020 jintlaħaq. Il-kap eżekuttiv tal-Assoċjazzjoni Michael Bradley jgħid li l-gvernijiet lanqas ma huma jqisu l-istatistiċi rilevanti kif jixraq jew b'uniformità.
The report we've put out today tells you not just what the trauma is on Australian roads, it tells you the futility of the current approach of state and federal governments. This strategy, it's 9 years old, it had 33 targets. What we've seen today is that most of them are not going to be hit, which is bad. But the really terrible thing is a quarter of them are not even being measured. And I guess the question we're putting out there is, how do we expect to grapple with this problem and manage it if we're not even measuring?
Ir-rapporti saru ftit qabel laqgħa tal-Ministri Awstraljani għat-Trasport li saret f'Adelaide fil-bidu ta' wissu. Bradley jgħid li l-Uffiċċju Federali l-ġdid tas-sigurtà fit-toroq Awstraljani għandu bżonn ta' fondi sostanzjali u strateġija ġdida li tkopri l-10 snin li ġejjin. U jgħid li l-laqgħa tal-Ministri għandha wkoll tikkunsidra r-rwol tal-Korp Federali l-ġdid ta' dan il-qasam.
I want them to agree on what the new National Office of Road Safety is going to do and whether or not this data coordination and whether or not this national leadership is part of it.
Il-professur emeritu Anne Williamson mill-Università ta' New South Wales taqbel li l-gvern għandu rwol enormi xi wettaq. Intant hija qalet lill-ABC li fis-snin reċenti it-teknoloġija ma ġietx użata b'mod ideali fejn titħol is-sigurtà fit-toroq.
We're seeing too little and too much same old, same old. We're not. There's very little innovation in road safety going on at the moment, and I think we're seeing a whole lot of innovation in the types of vehicles and even on the kinds of roads, but they're not necessarily very usable by the road users themselves. I mean, I think governments do take a lead in road safety. Unfortunately, road safety does require government interaction in enforcement and designing roads and what's permitted and so on. They have a very important role, and I think it's quite true that there has been much less going on recently than we've seen in previous years.
Riċerka ġdida sabet ukoll li aċċessorji ġodda li bosta Awstraljani jużaw biex itejbu l-kumdita tagħhom fil-karozzi jistgħu ukoll ipoġġuhom f'riskju ikbar li jindarbu f'xi inċident. Studju minn Euroscience Research Australia sab li jimħadet fuq is-sidili tal-karozzi u fejn iserraħ ir-ras is-sewwieq iżidu r-riskju li wieħed jindarab f'sidru f'xi inċident. Dan għaliex dawn ibidlu l-pożizzjoni tas-sewwieq u l-mod kif jintrabat iċ-ċinturin tas-sigurtà. Il-professur Julie Brown mill-Università ta' New South Wales tajt li jittidrib fis-sider tal-persuna huwa il-mod prinċipali li jikkawża il-mewt f'sewwieqa imdaħla fl-età u l-pożizzjoni ħażina taċ-ċinturini tas-sigurtà iżżid ir-riskju ta' fatalità.
The way seat belts work, when they work, they actually apply a load to the body. And so you need to have that load applied to the strongest parts of the body, which is the collarbone, the sternum and the bony pelvis. So once you start to move the seatbelt away from those strong parts, the strongest parts of the body, you start to increase the risk of injury.
sbs.com.au